Hi there, this is Brianna Thomas, Healthy Skin and Beauty Coach. You can find me at briannathomas.com or healthyskinandbeauty.com. It is my mission to help you achieve clearer skin and less wrinkles with a holistic, total body approach to not only looking your best, but feeling your best too. Today, I want to share a little bit about what to do if your makeup has caused your face to freak out. At the time of recording, it is October 30th, 2017, and it's 10 a.m., and I've already had quite a few messages and phone calls roll in from people who went to Halloween parties this weekend, and they used costume makeup. And their faces are broken out, looking very dull. Some are kind of dry and flaky. Some are excessively oily. And some have pimples all over the place. And the women who have contacted me this morning all got the same answer. And I want to share this with you. Now, this answer doesn't just apply to Halloween makeup. It applies to anyone who uses makeup that contains ingredients that aren't necessarily appropriate for the skin. And let me tell you, this is a lot of makeup on the market. This is for any models who do photo shoots, runway shows, any performers who use stage makeup. More often than not, photo shoot makeup, stage makeup, makeup for performers, Halloween makeup, and yes, makeup that some women wear on a very regular daily basis actually can clog your pores and really freak your face out. So if you've ever had this happen, not to fret. All will be well. It is definitely, definitely fixable. And here are some of my top tips. Okay, so first and foremost, if you know me, you know my motto is that healthy skin starts from within. So if for any reason your skin has freaked out, drink more water, eat more greens, make sure you're eliminating properly, that you're feeding and you're nourishing your body, that you are focusing on detoxifying your liver and taking care of yourself from the inside out first. This is of utmost importance because you have so much power in your hands and in your control for your life to actually clear your skin up from within. We can use products, we can do treatments, you can use masks. Yes, there are topical things that will help. However, you will need much less of them and much less frequently if you're taking care of your body from the inside out. And there's a whole lot of information out there as to how you can do that. You can go back and listen to some of my podcasts. You can subscribe to this channel here on iTunes because there will be plenty more. You can subscribe to my blog. I would love to support you with this because this is truly where I feel healthy skin starts from within. Now, if you're wanting a real quick fix, and you're wanting to use something topically to help your skin out, this is what we're going to chat about here today. My top pick, my favorite product when someone comes to me and says, oh my gosh, my face is freaking out. I used some makeup or I was in a show and what they used on me just didn't agree with my skin. What do I do to clear this up quick? My first go-to product is a very, very unusual one. Most of the time when I recommend this to people, they use it and they think, I've never used anything like this before, but my skin likes it. So, it is my detoxifying cleanser and clay mask. Most of us use cleansers. Most of us have used masks, but very rarely have I run across anyone who's used a product that's quite like this. And let me explain it a little bit to you. It is kind of a jelly-like substance, a little creamy. It doesn't foam, so it does clean your skin, but you're not going to be getting suds. So I don't want you to think, oh, I'm not getting clean. You will be getting clean. It doesn't take off makeup, So you'll use it in the morning, or you'll use it on skin that you've used, like a gel-based cleanser to take your makeup off, or a makeup remover. But what it does do is purify your pores and purify them well in a very, very gentle yet calming and soothing fashion, so you don't have to worry about stripping your skin. Many people, when they get some breakouts, they just go to town with using really strong astringents, really strong masks. Then they end up over drying their skin, which then leaves them kind of tight and parched and flaky while they're battling the breakouts at the same time. And they can't quite get a handle on the pimples and then the excess oil, and then this flaky layer on top. So the detoxifying cleanser and clay mask is my answer to all of this. You're going to get your skin clean. You're going to gently purify your pores. And how you're going to do this is by using it one of two ways, or both ways. So first, you can use it as a cleanser. You can work it into either dry or slightly damp skin. I tend to like to do this in the morning, since I don't have any makeup or anything on my skin to need to thoroughly cleanse off first. You just work it in. You work it into your skin for about a minute or two, and then you rinse it away. Or you could work it into your skin for a minute or two, and then you can let it sit on your skin for 5 to 10 minutes. Or if you're like me, I do my face treatments often in the morning, and then I get to doing my emailing or running around in the kitchen, putting together lunch or food for the day, and it can stay on upwards of an hour or two. Either way is totally fine. Usually 5 to 10 minutes is all you need, but if it stays on longer, it's fine. And then you can go rinse it off. So that's how you can use it, either as a cleanser or a mask or both. Now, what's it doing to your skin? It's using the power of several different types of clay to purify your pores. We're going to be using kaolin clay, which is a white clay, and kaolinite clay, which is a pink clay. These clays are very gentle, and as they dry on your skin, there's almost a little bit of a pulling action, or a vacuum type action, and it's going to be working on absorbing oils and impurities from within your pores. I love clays. I absolutely love using clays on the skin, but I love using them in formulations that are appropriate for this skin. Way too many clay masks are used in either bases that have clogging ingredients or bases that have really stripping ingredients. And so you're using a clay, but then, you know, a day or two later, your skin just feels really tight, a bit dry, or excessively oily because you just stripped too much oil from your skin, and your oil glands completely freaked out and started overproducing. So the use of the kaolin and the kaolinite clay is really helpful to purify the pores in a healing, gentle fashion. Now, for those of you who like exfoliation, there is a mild exfoliation action through the use of bamboo. Now, bamboo, it's a very finely powdered bamboo. You'll feel a teeny tiny bit of grit to this product. Now, if you've been a client of mine or been following me or getting my advice for any length of time, you know that my preferred method of exfoliation is to dissolve rather than to scrub the heck out of the skin. I like to dissolve what binds the dead skin to the surface rather than scrub and scrub and scrub and scrub and scrub the dead skin cells away. I feel that it's a much more effective manner. However, for some people, a little bit of scrubbing doesn't hurt. And if we use a gentle powder that isn't super abrasive, like my Superfruit exfoliating powder or this powdered bamboo, I feel that it's totally safe and not going to harm or injure or create unnecessary irritation to the skin. So that little bit of grit from the bamboo extract, you can gently massage into your skin, and you'll feel a little bit of an exfoliating or a polishing action from that. So that's really helpful as well. Now, you're also going to get some detoxification and stimulation from a really amazing ingredient. It's called ginseng, Panax ginseng. It stimulates circulation in the skin, and I use this in several of my products. I also use it in my Coco Revitalizing Facial Mask, which is amazing, by the way. Smells like brownie, makes your face super glowy, very nourishing. It's wonderful. But I also use it in my detoxifying and cleanser and clay mask. And the reason circulation is so important is because fresh blood feeds and nourishes your skin and your cells from within. Anytime anything is stagnant in life, in nature, or in our skin, things start to get dull. Things don't work properly and don't look as good either. So we want to stimulate circulation. Stimulating blood flow brings fresh oxygen to the area that we're stimulating. Fresh oxygen helps to feed and nourish those cells. And then as that blood flow kind of dissipates or gets carried away throughout the bloodstream, it's going to pull some of the impurities along with it. So we're stimulating blood flow, we're stimulating circulation, lymphatic circulation. Anytime we get things moving in the skin in a gentle fashion, we're going to be helping anything that's stagnant. So clogging, dullness, impurities that are impacted in the pores. We want circulation. And ginseng is also known to help improve collagen synthesis, as well as the ginkgo. Ginkgo biloba is also in this, and that helps with collagen synthesis as well. So those are some of the main ingredients that help to purify those pores. Now, I also want to talk about its calming and soothing effect, because like I mentioned, this isn't a squeaky clean kind of cleanser. You won't feel super squeaky clean. You'll feel really soothed and calmed and almost hydrated, almost as if you had applied a hydrating serum after you wash your face. This is a question that a lot of people ask me. They say, I rinse this off and I don't know if I rinsed it off enough. My face feels really like soft and smooth, but it almost feels like I have a layer of hydration. And the reason for this is because of some of these ingredients that are actually feeding and nourishing and hydrating the skin. And when your skin has been assaulted, so to speak, or you've used ingredients on your skin that were just not appropriate for it, and it is either creating a tremendous amount of clogging, dullness, imbalance, or dehydration, I like to really calm and soothe it down. And some of the things that will do this, marshmallow extract. Marshmallow extract is amazing. A lot of naturopathic doctors will recommend marshmallow extract internally, either in an herbal form or in a tea. It helps to calm and soothe the digestive tract, helps to kind of calm and soothe and coat the gut. So you'll get almost like this soothing, coated feeling that makes the skin realize, oh, okay, we're protected. And so the oil glands don't start overproducing. And when you can kind of like lock in and seal in some moisture in a calming, soothing fashion and kind of balance everything out, the skin will start behaving better on its own. So the marshmallow extract is really great for this, as is the chamomile flower extract. Chamomile is very calming. There's also some green tea extract, and green tea is a wonderful antioxidant to help protect the skin, nourish the skin, keep it from getting broken down from environmental stressors and things like that. And then if you're wondering why it smells so earthy, this cleanser, it is entirely 100% so incredibly natural. It's in a base of orange flower hydrosol, so you have kind of an orangey scent to it. And then you also have some essential oils. So there's a mandarin essential oil, and there's a petitgrain essential oil. And then it's preserved with honeysuckle flower extract. Japanese honeysuckle is really great preservative that's very natural. So there you have it. That's what's in it. You're going to get purification, gentle exfoliation, circulation stimulation, collagen stimulation. You're going to be calming and soothing your skin. So it's not just a cleanser. It's not just a mask. I really say it gives you more bang for your buck, because you're going to clean your skin. You're going to purify your pores. You're going to calm things down. You're going to really just be feeding and nourishing your skin in a way that it's going to feel supported and like it can heal and recover on its own. So anytime you either choose to use makeup that clogs you up or you're forced to use makeup that clogs you up. I know I was in a runway show a few years back and I was not the makeup artist, and the makeup artist used very clogging makeup. Most of the ingredients were mineral oil, isoparaffin, petrolatum, synthetic FDNC red dyes. All of these ingredients are highly, highly clogging. Before we even went on stage, I had 3 pimples and I hadn't had pimples in months. So, being a very sensitive person, I get that. Just one application, just one use of makeup that isn't appropriate for the skin. And a lot of makeup out there I don't feel is appropriate for the skin. It's unfortunate and it drives me bonkers that these ingredients are just so prevalent. But I know that even one application, one night partying or one night having costume makeup on can wreak havoc on your skin. And so this product came about after that. And it was really how I calmed and soothed things down. Now, if you're feeling like the breakouts are just really intense and they need an extra bit of help and it's not just a little bit of clogging or a little bit of dullness, I recommend, if you're not pregnant or trying to get pregnant, my emergency spot treatment and the blemish-free hydrating treatment gel used at night to really get in there and gently calm the breakouts down. Those would be helpful as well. So 3 things that you can use and do topically to really, really make a difference in your skin if you've used something on it that just clogged it right up. And keep in mind that you don't have to use really strong, really clogging, chemically dye-laden, and poor clogging ingredient-filled makeup to achieve a Halloween makeup look or really gorgeous photo shoot makeup look or really amazing runway makeup look. You can achieve this with natural makeup as well. Mineral pigments are beautiful and they're very potent. You only need a little bit of makeup. A little bit of mineral pigment can go a long way. And so it's actually what I feel has been a preferred type of product for stage makeup or photo shoot makeup, because you can really get a lot of punch of color with very little amount of product. Not all mineral makeup is created equal. A lot of mineral makeup is also full of stuff that isn't so appropriate for the skin. Cornstarch, talc, a makeup can have 1% minerals in it, and call itself a mineral makeup. And then everyone thinks that's natural and awesome for you. That's not the case. There's minerals like bismuth oxychloride. It's a mineral, but a lot of people with breakout prone skin don't do so well with it. So there's things to keep in mind with that. But if you're looking for mineral makeup that won't clog you, I've got some things for you as well. My liquid mineral foundation, my natural cream concealer. These are the things that will touch your skin first and be on your skin the longest and the most coverage. These came about after being a makeup artist for almost 15 years, teaching for a mineral makeup company, knowing what truly makes beautiful, gorgeous makeup looks while keeping the skin in a very healthy state. So these are 2 of my most popular makeup products. Of course, my lip glosses, my lip stains, and my blushes and my shadows are really great as well. They don't have anything that will irritate your skin or clog you up. But I know, and I've researched extensively what clogs the skin and what doesn't, and you're going to be safe with these things. So if you need to create some crazy character type look, know that you don't have to go to the dollar store or the drug store or the department store and get really intense, crazy, pore clogging makeup. It's possible to achieve these looks without that. And if you so happen to use pore clogging makeup, it is possible to clear it up as well. So hopefully these tips helped you. Even if you don't use any of my products ever, definitely look for these ingredients because these will help you. Avoid the ingredients that I mentioned avoiding. Include the ingredients that I mentioned that are in these products. These will be really helpful for you. So I'm hoping you have a very, very quick recovery if your skin has broken out from recent use of makeup that may not have suited you so well. And just remember, taking care of yourself from the inside out is the first step. So if you have any questions about these products, you can head over to healthyskinandbeauty.com and search for them by name. You can contact me at support@briannathomas.com. And you can also sign up for my newsletter at the website. There's a little box there, and you can subscribe to my Anchor FM channel or my iTunes channel to hear more tips on how to have clearer skin, less wrinkles, and to not only look your best, but to feel your best too. Thanks so much for listening. We'll chat soon.